This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I am Vince Quinn, and joining me is, what is technically your title around here, Frank?
Jack of all trades, master of none, essentially.
There you go. So Jack of all trades, master of none, Frank Marchese is here, and Frank works on the show, and we were talking a little bit before the show about something that Frank does that I think is absolutely amazing and super interesting. Frank, tell people what you do.
I, in my off time when I'm not here, I work for a, it's a little YouTube company, it's a little group. Called the Esports Broadcasting Network, where we go on to iRacing, which is a motorsports simulator, and we broadcast races for guys that run in, for guys that create leagues of their own. We broadcast those races. We put them out on YouTube and out on Facebook.
So you're broadcasting live races,
yes,
of people who, in a sense, professionally race digital video game race cars.
Professionally, maybe
well,
not.
It's like competitively.
Yes, competitively. Yes, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So, and you're doing play-by-play, by the way, because you took me in the hallway and you showed me one of the highlights of one of the videos of what you're doing. We're talking about like 2 hours and 20 minutes of a broadcast here. I mean, you're doing like, what, 500 lap races and stuff?
I know for tonight, since Sunday, we're doing one series called the Major Series. I don't know if anyone knows of that. That is going to be a full-length Daytona 500, which is going to be 200 laps. I think 2 months ago, I did a full-length Indianapolis 500, and I've done a couple races here lately that have been pretty long solo, so it's been interesting.
Well, yeah, and that's part of the thing, right? Okay, because here's the thing that I think is so fascinating about this. I mean, one, esports is totally blowing up,
yes,
in a billion different ways, and I've heard of NASCAR racers that have used simulators,
yep,
to, you know, especially during COVID when there weren't races or in between races, whatever it is, they'll use video games to get locked in for an actual race.
It's a standard part of the race week for them now is they go to the shop, they go to the race, they go into the simulator, learn the track, learn the car, and then try to apply it to what they bring to the track.
That's so incredible. And it's so cool because this is why it's fun for you. And I'm curious for you because for them, they are professionals that everybody knows and the,
yes,
storylines and all that different kind of stuff. You've got guys that are just doing this. That are like, who are these people? How do you prepare for a race like this?
Well, it's studying just like anything else. If you're going to do a broadcast, you look to previous weeks and you study for it. But going back to professionals, like I've raced against Dale Earnhardt Jr. on iRacing. Yes, I have.
That's awesome. Did you beat? How'd you do?
I think I was a 10th off of him. In qualifying, I did not do very well. I raced against Formula One driver Max Verstappen. He just walked the dog on me. But yeah, with iRacing, it's pretty cool to get moments like that where you're racing against actual professional drivers.
That's That's amazing, man. Because for them, I mean, it is so similar, right? You feel like the accuracy of that is really good. For example, an NBA game, what is it really compared to actual basketball? Yeah, and Madden, the same thing. What is it really compared to actual football? Racing, like, so you've actually raced real professional racers because you're doing... Now, how did you get into calling these races?
I was joining one of the leagues with my friends, and then I heard the league was being broadcasted. I'm better at doing this than I am doing that. So I kind of just threw a shot in the dark. I said, hey, listen, I do this for, I work for CBS Sports. I'm trying to do this for a living full time. What do you think? And the next week I'm there calling the race that I was supposed to be in.
That's so cool. So it's called ESBN.
Yes.
Right?
Esports Broadcasting Network. That's on Facebook and on YouTube.
And you're Frank Marchese, and you're broadcasting all these games. So anywhere else they can find, or if people want to get involved, if I want to race a car, if I want to get in this, like, how would I go about doing that?
The simulator is iRacing, iRacing.com. It's open to everyone. I think it's like $13 for 3 months. The only drawback to it is you do have to pay for cars individually. You do have to pay for tracks individually. You do get a good sized chunk of stuff, but if you want to expand it and really take it a little bit more seriously, you do kind of have to put some money into it. You can find us on YouTube, Esports Broadcasting Network, Facebook, the same thing, Esports Broadcasting Network. Our website is esbnofficial.com. You can see all of our upcoming races. If we're live, you'll see that on the homepage as well. There's a lot of stuff you can use to find us.
All right, and now, because the more I'm thinking about this, I just have all these things that go through my head. Like, how big is this? How extensive? How many people do you think compete? How many races are there? Is it seasons? Like, how does this all work?
All of the leagues, they run a season. Some of them are doing, I think the one I broadcast this afternoon, they're only doing a 10-race season. We have one on Monday nights that's following the actual NASCAR schedule. So the NASCAR Cup Series is going to be at the Daytona Road Course tomorrow. Well, tonight, actually. Then Monday, that series will be at the track. They won't be doing the same distance race. Anywhere between 20 to 35 people in a given race, and you get to know these people, you get to talk to these people, so it's a great way to learn, a great way to meet people as well.
Are you doing, like, pregame interviews, like reaching out to drivers and being like, hey, would love to know what your thoughts are, your game plan for this upcoming race? Like, is there any of that that goes on?
Every now and again, we will do that. We do post-race interviews and stuff, and sometimes they get pretty fun and pretty heated and pretty action-filled.
Can you share any moments from that?
Oh, God. We were doing... There was one series that runs only super speedway races, which is Daytona and Talladega.
Okay.
And this series on this night was doing a money race. So there was actual real money on the line. The guy who won the race, we bring him up, we talk to him, so excited. And the winner of the money race, this guy, he gets a reaction. He's like, oh my God, I completely forgot about that. No way. It was only like 100, I think it was like $120. But just that reaction of, oh my God, I completely forgot about that. That's amazing. Just made it even better.
Yeah, so where does the money come from? Does everybody just buy in to be in the race and then that money goes to a prize pool?
Yeah, some of these leagues you have to pay to get into. Then that will go to people like me.
Yes.
There are some guys where if you do a money race, they'll say, here, put in $10. Anyone who pays gets in, we'll cut the pool to X amount goes to winner, X amount goes to second, X amount goes to third, and then you're off.
There you go. So this whole racing league is going on, and you're calling the games for it, or the races for it, and like that's such a cool thing. So just hearing out, because again, Frank just works here. Works here, and this just kind of came up in conversation. It's like, wow, don't tell me anymore. Let's just talk about it, and let's get you on the air. So Frank Marchese from ESBN and calling all sorts of great races. Frank, this is great. Thanks for popping in, man.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.